Take it to the top. To the top. Not the bottom of the top. To the top. To the top.
We are back with part two of our wedding special here at Take It to the Top. I'm here with a partner in crime, Harvey Vlahos from
the Altamont Manor.
The beautiful Altamont Manor. And all that's right. In Latham, New York. No. No, it is in Altamont.
Hence the name, Altamont. Yeah. Overlooking right. The fairgrounds, the foothills of the Helderbergs.
Exactly.
I think it's about a 30-mile view.
It's a gorgeous view. The best place for a wedding. Really is. So let's continue with part two of our special. One more question from the wedding show that I did with SEH Entertainment. Got to get that in there. At the Hall of Springs in Saratoga.
Hi, my name is Andrea from Andrea Dawn Events, and my question is, in what order do you think you should plan your wedding? Should it be the venue? Should it be the DJ? Should it be the flowers? Should it be your dress?
So, good question. What do you think is the first thing you should look for? I have an answer.
The groom. Gotta have a groom.
Gotta have a groom.
Do we have time for another story?
Sure.
We had a couple, and they broke up. And so she obviously was a little distraught about it, but at the same time, she had a date. And so about 6 months later, she calls me back, and she said, is that date still available? I said, yeah. Okay, because I found another groom.
That is great.
It's very funny.
She works quick.
She was determined, I guess. So
it's true. Once you make the plan, you just insert new
right,
groom.
Right. That's Jerry Seinfeld thing. Like all the groomsmen look alike. You know, do you take this man? Okay, if not, how about this man? You take this man.
I love it.
But as far as sequence goes, I mean, obviously.
I think the venue has got to be number one, don't you?
Well, the venue and the church, those two have to go together.
Yep.
Okay, because if you don't find one caterer, you can find another. You don't find one DJ, you find another, that kind of thing.
Hey.
Yeah, right.
Now you're going a little far.
But, I mean, you think about it, a DJ can't commit until you have a date.
You got to have a building. Right?
Yeah, you got to have a location, a site, so you really need those two. So the church and the venue, or in our case, you know, both, so you that helps you. With some of your logistics, you don't have to worry about coordinating with the church and things like that.
But a DJ is important right after that because a lot of them, I know from working with SEH, he's booked into like 2020.
Right, yeah.
So
I mean, it's important to get it all done as soon as possible. Because once you have a date, obviously, then you can book a venue and you can book the ceremony. And then after that, you've got a little bit more time to start looking for different vendors.
Mm-hmm. So do you have weddings booked into 19?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, 19, yeah. There are Sundays and Fridays. We have a couple of Saturdays, and we had a couple of cancellations, things like that. But we generally have availabilities. And then, the other thing about booking is photographer.
Sure.
Because you got to do the photographer. And then videographers, that's another thing.
Do you find people cutting corners now with their iPhones and thinking, that's good enough?
It really runs the gamut.
Mm-hmm.
It all depends on what's important to the couple.
I don't see a lot of video anymore. Do you?
Not really, no.
No.
I came across a guy the other last year who actually did a really nice job, and he did aerial footage with the drone. In fact, he just sent it to me, and
that's so cool.
I'm going to put it up pretty soon on our site and on the Facebook page.
I'd love to see your property from.
Yeah, it was really nice.
On high.
Yeah. Because he was a very good pilot, actually. So, you know, we have that trellis in the back where the ceremony's held.
Right.
So I had him get the drone behind the trellis so you could see the trellis.
Mm-hmm.
You fly through the trellis, and then you go up and almost like you're going to run into the fountain, and then up and over, and then up the stone steps going up to the upper lawn where the cocktail party was going on. And then right up the house, all the way up to an aerial, and then he did like a 360 all the way around. You could
see
the village
that.
And everything, and then the Thatcher Park, the mountains up there.
It's gorgeous.
You come all the way down and then back down. But the only thing that was wrong with it was I wish he'd hung on for about 3 or 4 more seconds, because at the end you just start to see this trio that was playing on the lawn.
Oh, that was...
the string trio.
Nice.
And it ended just a little bit. You just kind of. A glimpse, and you want to see a little bit more, so 3-4 seconds, but, you know, That's a small glitch in something like that. It wasn't even a glitch. It was just one of those things that that's just the way it worked out.
And I'm going to butt in and remind you that you're listening to Take It to the Top. This is our special two-part, actually three-part wedding edition with all the questions that you might have and some really valuable information from Harvey Vlahos of the Altamont Manor. If you'd like to speak to him further about your special day, it's thealtamontmanor.com. And for music services, it's hirerichie.com, H-I-R-E-R-I-C-H-I-E.com. Continuing with the podcast.
But yeah, videos have changed quite a bit. They're edited a lot more now, too.
Yeah.
Okay, and they're shorter.
Mm-hmm.
I remember we had somebody do our wedding video, and it's like an hour and a half or something like that. Nobody ever watches. I don't think I've ever watched it all the way through at one setting. But photography is that captured moment, that frozen moment in time.
Mm-hmm.
And photography is another one of those things. I don't want to talk about that a little bit.
Absolutely.
As far as venue goes, you really need to figure out where you're going to take nice pictures.
Right.
Okay, both for indoors and outdoors. What happens in the event of rain? We recommend that people come early to take pictures. It's going to do a couple things for you. It's going to let you enjoy the cocktail hour, because if you wait until afterwards to see each other for the first time or to do the picture, you're going to either miss the cocktail hour or you're not going to get a lot of photos.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So we've had people that had been together for a long time. It's like, yeah, let's just do it. We've had other people do the first look. And that's one of the advantages when we do the photography, too, is that you get two photographers. So one photographer is getting the bride's reaction, one photographer is getting the groom's reaction on the first look. That's one of those things when you need to take a look at what's included in their package. Two photographers, well, let me back up a little bit. So coming early is going to let you do that. It's going to give you a second creative eye with a second photographer.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
You want to give credit to who the second photographer is, by any chance?
Well, we have a couple that we actually work
with. Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Oh.
But actually, Donna does most of it.
Yes, she was a professional photographer.
Right, she's a photographer for the Business Review.
For the Business Review.
Yeah.
I want to give her a plug. Come on.
Right, there you go. Okay. Well, Nick, and I mean, we've been doing it a long time, and I do film and video production as my day job in photography, and so I've literally shot around the world, Zambia, Taiwan, Ireland, Singapore, doing a lot of industrial stuff.
Wow.
And then once we bought the manor, decided to still do the industrial,
mm-hmm.
but doing the wedding photography on the weekends during the warm weather, that kind of thing. So when you get two photographers, you get two different perspectives.
Mm-hmm.
We had a wedding once where one photographer's doing the groom, one photographer's doing the bride, and you're getting close up on the expressions like that, and a close up on the ring. And then one does the wide shot, one does the close-up. Same thing with the kiss, wide shot, close-up. Yeah. It's almost like sports. There's certain moments that you are never going to come again.
Okay? Right.
You know?
And the networks have 10,000 cameras around.
Right, exactly. Yeah, right. Exactly. Right. But that's one of the advantages with two photographers.
Sure.
And the other thing it does for you, well, we'll finish this one story. So once we get the shot that we need for the bride and for the groom and make sure we got a couple of good expressions, then one pays attention to what's going on with the wedding,
mm-hmm.
and then the other does what we call headhunting, where you go around, you take a look at different people in the among the guests.
Just in their natural habitat, right?
Right, nobody, they're not staged. It's like candids, yeah, exactly.
Yeah, candids.
You can see that.
Yeah.
We noticed that the bride's parents were holding hands.
No.
So after all those years, it was really nice. So you capture that. It's hard to do that with just one photographer.
Sure.
And the other thing is very important, one of the reasons for two photographers, is that sooner or later, every photographer, in fact, everybody in their career, DJing or whatever, has equipment failure.
So, something little or something big.
Right. So you don't want it to be your wedding. So when you have a second photographer, you got a backup.
Oh, sure.
Okay, that's why you bring two systems.
Yep.
Okay. And like I say, you're only going to get one shot at this wedding, pun intended.
That's
okay,
right. So. That's right.
And then the other thing which is really important is organization.
Mm-hmm.
And that's one of the things that we do really well. And if you look at the reviews that we have on Wedding Wire, a lot of people really are very complimentary about our photography.
You're there, but you're not in the way there. I've seen photographers who are very intrusive, and you really...
Right.
Can hardly enjoy it,
What we try to do is we have a meeting, and every photographer does that. They should have a meeting with you ahead of time.
Sure.
But one of the things that we do, we have the ability to, it's kind of like combined right brain, left brain, get it very organized as well as doing very creative work.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And one of the big things is the organization. You can, we recommend people come early. There's no charge for that, an extra charge. You get 6.5, 7 hours of photography on a 5-hour wedding at our place. But one of the things that we do is we help you with a template so you can say, you know, there. Sometimes there's divorces and remarries mm-hmm. with the parents. So you got to write all this down. The two of the bride and groom with one set of parents, bride and groom with the other set of parents, and then the second set if the parents have remarried, things like that. So all of that stuff needs to be worked out so you can get all of those moments captured.
That's a good idea. So they know we're going to do a group shot, we're going to do a two-shot.
Yeah, we have this all. I mean, and it's just like, for instance, are you going to, I guess if people get together for weddings and funerals, you don't take pictures of funerals. So, all right, so at the weddings, and sometimes there'll be, let's say, like family members.
Mm-hmm.
So you bring the brother and the sister in. All right, well, do they have spouses? Do you want them in? Do they have kids? Do you want them in?
Sure.
So you have all these different iterations of different family groupings and things like that. So that's another reason to come early. And then we, like I say, we don't charge for that. And the other thing that we do is we stay right to the end. I mean, we live there. We're not going anywhere. So we stay to the bitter end. I've seen photographers do 4 hours on a 5-hour wedding.
Yeah.
At a certain point, it's kind of like, all right, well, there's nothing but dance shots. Well, that's not necessarily true.
That's right.
Because, oh, can you take a picture of me with this person here? They weren't as part of the group, the family groupings and things like that, but somebody you went to school with or somebody, you know, at
sure.
work or the group work group, that kind of thing.
That or something funny happens that you...
Right, exactly.
Nobody
yeah.
to capture the moment. There was a couple of times I took my phone out and just grabbed a shot just to have it
mm-hmm.
because I was the only one there, not
right.
at your place, but, you know.
So those are the things with photography. And then other things to be thinking about are the packages and the pricing. We're very competitive because I got to be there anyhow.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I can't do photography off-site while there's a wedding at my place. So we got to be there. So that's why we keep the pricing very reasonable. You get two top-of-the-line photographers at a mid-range price.
Definitely.
Yeah, it's $2,500 per the basic package. And then if you book the manor for your wedding and then book us for the photography within 3 weeks, it's $2,250. So there's a $250 incentive to, as I say, get up off your chair and do something you have to do anyhow.
That's a great advantage because it's...
One-stop
shopping.
Well, not only that, but also there's 3 weeks so that you
right.
to take advantage of that. So we want to make sure that everybody, you know, we don't pressure people to say, okay, book with us now, okay?
Right.
That discount holds for 3 weeks. So that gives you time to go out and look at other photographers
mm-hmm.
and then decide from there. So there's no pressure.
Same with SEH right. Entertainment. When I work with them, if you come to a wedding show and they want to book, they give you like a month. He actually is a wheel. You spin the wheel, and you
really?
Can get up to $100 off on any one of the five DJs that that he represents.
Oh, okay.
Me being one of them. So same
there
type of thing.
Take it to the top.
In high definition, sounded official. It is our wedding special. I'm glad you're listening. I appreciate you listening. There's another part to this. If you missed part one, go back to the podcast app on iTunes or go to podbean.com. That's where you found this one probably. And just search Richie Phillips. Don't look for the top because you won't find it. Just search Richie Phillips and you'll find what you're looking for. And now back to the podcast with Harvey Vallejos of the Altamont Manor.
Let's see. Oh, I guess, you know, reviews. We're talking about reviews. There's also a technique that like reading reviews. A lot of people have reviews, but first of all, when you're looking at either a venue, photographer, DJ, whatever, you want to make sure that the reviews are current.
Mm-hmm.
For one thing, I've seen reviews that are 5, 6 years old. So that should tell you something. I mean, they can be five, like ours go back 5 and 6 years, but they're also very current. So they're consistent all the way from the very beginning, from 2012 when we first started working with Wedding Wire, right on up through through 17. But if you only have one or two in 17 and six or eight down in 2012, 13, 14, you know, something like that, that should be a clue. And the other thing is looking at the reviews, not only are they current, but are they thought out? Okay. I've seen some like, they were great and it was a pleasure to work with them. Okay. Two lines.
Right.
Okay.
It doesn't give you any information.
No, it doesn't give you information. It was almost like, okay, they want me to write a review and I can't say no. So, okay, I'll give you just, you know, it's a lukewarm
right.
type of a thing.
So when you're writing a review, make sure you
right.
be a little detailed to help the next person.
Right.
Yeah.
And yeah, not only that, but I mean, it's just a lot of people. How do they feel about you?
Right.
Okay. And if you look at our reviews, people are very, a lot of times, if I can toot my own horn a
yes,
little bit.
Yes, you can do that.
All right.
Because I'm going to in a minute.
Several people have written, when I read the reviews, I read all these comments about Harvey, all right, and I just couldn't believe it. Okay. Or there's just an exaggeration.
Did you say Harvey who?
Right? or there's an exaggeration or people just being hyperbolic, you know?
Right.
And then people would say that in their review and say, but it's all true.
Wow.
Okay.
So what's the best review you got?
131 of them. You got time here. Hang on a second.
Well, what's the most common thing they say about Harvey?
Basically, organized.
Yeah.
And easy to work with.
Yeah.
And accommodating.
I can attest to that. All three.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, just another one that just popped up about being accommodating. Photo booths. People want to do photo booths. Okay. What's the style of the photo booth and what will the venue accommodate that? There's different styles of photo booth. You have the ones that you get like on the boardwalk. They have a 6-foot by 3-foot footprint, something like that. You get into it, you know. And we like those the best because they don't take up a lot of space. And you can get 2 or 3 people in them. You just have fun with it. They have other ones that are really nothing more than a backdrop.
Mm-hmm.
And they take up a lot of room because you got to get the backdrop set up. And usually it's an L shape so that you've got 2 sides there. And so those are, they'll be like 10, 12 feet across. And that's that's a big chunk out of a dining room.
Now, if a bride and groom wants a photo booth, do you have a list of people that you recommend? I mean, people that have worked with you?
We have a couple people. Yeah, we don't get that many requests.
Yeah.
I do have a couple of names, but we can help you with that. But mm-hmm. what we can help you with really is the style of the photo booth and what you get for it.
Because you know the ones that fit.
Right, not only that, but they're easier to work with, and they're not in people's way, like the caterer.
Sure.
Okay, if you've got a big footprint and caterer's walking back and forth, so it kind of restricts, they're carrying heavy trays, right. And it kind of restricts their the ability to weave a path through to the dining room, that kind of thing.
My favorite recommendation that I got, my favorite testimonial ever, really wasn't from a wedding.
Okay.
I also do senior centers. I, perform the keyboard mm-hmm. in the senior centers, and I have a blast at some of these independent living and assisted living places. And one of the assisted living places, a woman came over to me, and she had to be, I don't know how old she was, but definitely an octogenarian, I would mm-hmm. say. And she walked over and said, I have to say, you're the best entertainment I've seen this century. And I said, can I please put that on my business card? I said, I don't need any other testimonial right. for the rest of my life. I thought it was the funniest thing I've ever heard in my life.
She's lived long enough to see them all, right?
That's right.
Yeah. Actually, you did trigger another synapse like that. And unfortunately, this one wasn't on Wedding Wire, but we had a couple, and it's before the wedding, and the groom's there, and the groomsmen, and they're kind of buzzing, and there's just like a little huddle, and people are talking back and forth in kind of an animated way, and it's just, so I go over and I talk to him, and I said, is something wrong to help you with? He goes, nah, we got a problem with the limo. He said, Harvey, the only people that didn't screw me were the ones you recommended.
Wow.
So that was...
That's great.
Yeah,
Yeah.
Because if we don't have... We really work with them to give them the wedding that they want to. And that's one of the things that we do when we select vendors that are easy to work with. Like I said, people that are good, easy to work with, people that are good, but they're hard to work with, that kind of thing. That's why we get the good reviews, because we really do help people have that wedding.
You don't want aggravation.
Well, not only that, but if the couple are stressed out, they're having an argument with the caterer, with the DJ, things like that, it just casts a shadow over the whole day.
Sure.
So that's why it's really important to interview these people, look at the reviews, and get as much background information as you can, because it's almost like a project or a term paper or something. But you do all that research and everything and then write it down, and then on the day of, you just kind of hand it in. So everything goes, in 5 hours, boom, it's all over.
It's all over, I know.
But that's... if the detail work hasn't been done up front, the homework hasn't been done up front, there's a potential for not having a good experience at the end.
Hi, I'm Tara. We think it's important to meet with our DJ, and if we do, we want to make sure this is the person that we get.
On the DJ side, it is important, I believe, instead of a phone call, I like to sit down with them, go to a Panera's, and sit down, and they get to meet me, and vice versa, I get to meet them.
There's got
to
be that connection.
There has to be that connection.
And you can only do that face-to-face, really.
That's right. And do you do the same thing? You have a...
Yeah, well, people
kind of
have to, it's a little bit different, yeah, because everybody needs to see the venue.
They want to see the venue.
Yeah.
Right. They don't want to see my computer.
Yeah. Some of that stuff, I don't know, I guess you pretty much have to have a meeting with everybody.
I think so.
Really, yeah. The photographer, certainly, the DJ.
Sure.
It's more of a chemistry thing. Again, everybody's got the same music, so it's a chemistry.
It is. It's personality.
It's an understanding, too. Okay, here's what I want. All right, and the volume and this whole thing about the playlist that we talked about. Yep. So you really have to have a meeting with just about everybody, even the florist.
But that's all included in your particular place. If I came in with my bride-to-be, and we walked in, we said, we don't know anything about flowers. You could give recommendations for that.
Right.
Everything.
Everything, yeah. All the way
soup
through.
To nuts.
You need a bagpiper? We can do that.
Oh, great. I need a bagpiper. I want to work with a bagpiper.
I can see that. Keyboards and bagpipe.
That's right. That'd be a good name for a group.
All right, there you go.
Well, that concludes part two of the three-part series here about weddings. I hope that helped you with some of the questions that you might have had. If you'd like to contact Harvey Vlahos, you can do that. His website, again, is thealtamontmanor.com. I will have that and his email address in the show notes. My website is hirerichie.com, H-I-R-E-R-I-C-H-I-E.com. I will have that and my email in the show notes. Part three of this wedding special is coming up with special guest Scott Hemming from SEH Entertainment. He runs a DJ service. I'm one of the listed DJs there. And we will do a back and forth about music and what we feel is important to remember when you're booking a DJ. Are slow songs really necessary at a wedding? Is it better for you to come up with a set playlist and just hand it to the DJ just to make sure that your songs get played? Because it is your wedding and you should get to hear whatever you want? Is it good to have up dance music during dinner just to keep the energy going? We might have some different points of view about this, so be sure you tune in. I also would appreciate it if you subscribe to the podcast. That way you'll be notified when new podcasts come out. And if you could leave a comment in the comments section, that would be fantastic too. It moves you up in the rankings and it gets their attention. And boy, I could use that. That's it. Join me next time for another edition of
Take It to the Top. To the Top.
Richie, don't stop till you take it to the top.